This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Don and Peter on the K Show. Take you up until 7 o'clock, and then it's Carlin. 6 o'clock, we got ENN. Should be fun. Yankees are playing the Orioles right now, and that game is in the top half of the second inning, and we are scoreless. As the Yankees trying to get into the playoffs, and they're keeping an eye on some other games that are going on this afternoon in Major League Baseball, trying to get into the playoffs if they can with that wild card. And Yankees have just taken a 1-0 lead on a home run by Joey Gallo. So as we digest that, we welcome in a friend of the show, Sean O'Hara, in just a couple of minutes. As soon as we get Sean on the line, we will pass him along to you. But we should also mention some of the other games that are going on in Major League Baseball. The Braves and the Rockies were postponed because of rain. Michael mentioned that earlier. And that affects, well, not the Mets, because I think the Mets are out of it, but still mathematically alive, at least according to Rojas. That game would have to be made up the day after the season, because they don't have a common off day. And the Phillies and the Cubs get underway at 6:05. Oakland's got a 7-2 lead on the Kansas City Royals. So Oakland trying to keep their slim playoff hopes alive. And the Padres have jumped out to a 4-0 lead on the San Francisco Giants. That game is in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So how are you consuming the game tonight, Peter? You're going to be eating, ending your fast. At what time are you able to do this now?
I will be able to eat at 8 o'clock.
Why 8?
That's just when sundown is.
I think it's a little earlier than that. I think you're jipping yourself.
Hold on. Sunset. Oh, wait. It does say sunset 7:14.
Yeah, so what are you waiting the 46 minutes for, man? Go to town. But Sean O'Hara is with us, and he joins us here on the Michael K. Show. It's Don LaGreca and Peter Rosenberg. Sir, how are you?
Hey, Don. Hey, Peter. How you guys doing?
I've been better. You know, I'd like to see my football team just not play the same game for, you know, going on 5 years now. So hopefully that changes tonight. But I mentioned this, Sean. I wanted to get your opinion. We could talk about Daniel Jones and the offensive line and Saquon Barkley. What concerned me, and it concerns me moving forward, I thought they were grossly outcoached on Sunday. Am I wrong to think that?
Well, I think you could pretty much put insert in the blank here that they were outperformed, outplayed, all that jazz. Anytime you lose, you know, everybody jumps on that sword. You know, look, I went back and watched the film, Don, and I'm with you. It was just like, oof. You know, I mean, it was, you know, Nate Solder getting beat on one play, and then, you know, Real Hernandez gets beat on another, and it's, you know what? That's a terrible play call by Jason Garrett. What was he thinking? And, you know, it's like everybody had a bad play. And when you only have, you know, 20 plays in the first half and you have 10 people that had a bad play, that's crappy football. And you know what? I'm with you, Don. I'm tired. Frankly, I'm sick and tired of it too. And it's dysfunctional football that I'm tired of. I'm okay with if you you lose 38-35 to a good team. Look, I think we can all stomach that. What we can't stomach anymore is the bad football. The awful football. The New York Giants haven't lost football games over the last couple of years. They beat themselves, and that's what's most frustrating, I think, for everybody.
How do they match up with this Washington team, who also is coming off a game they probably would like to have back?
Yeah, I mean, look, nobody wants to start out 0-2, right? So, you know, they're both kind of in the same conundrum. You know, I think if you're the Giants right now, like this – I mean, I don't want to say, like, you know, look, it's week two. There's 17 games, obviously one more than ever before. But, man, it's going to get late really early. And to be 0-2 and to have lost in the way that they lost in week one with, you know, zero offensive production. And then if they lose tonight to Washington on a quarterback that basically nobody practiced this week. On a short week, you have walkthroughs. Like, people could say, oh, yeah, we practice, and here's our injury report. It's hogwash. You're not practicing on a short week. So nobody really got to correct anything. This Taylor Heinicke did not throw any full-speed practice routes this week. You know, maybe he went out on his own, but they weren't in pads. So you know, look, this for the Giants, it's all right there in front of them. Like, they need to go out and they need to win this game convincingly, not just, hey, we're eking by. Because when you look at it, too, Teddy Bridgewater, he's a good quarterback, but he was in a quarterback competition all training camp. So he had half the reps in training camp, and he came out and he looked pretty good. Taylor Heinicke probably got less reps than Teddy Bridgewater in training camp because it was the Fitzpatrick show. And so now on a short week, he better not come out and light you up. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be a long 10 days. Look, the good news is for the Giants, they've kind of owned Washington, right? I think they've won 5 in a row. So they got that going for them, which is nice. But the thing here's the key for me, Don, up here. Saquon Barkley, all right, if he's out there and he's healthy enough to play, then use him. I don't want to hear him after the game talking about, yeah, it was a pretty light workload. If you go into halftime and he has 4 carries, then listen, Jason Garrett, we got beef, all right? I'm confronting you, all right? I'm confronting you before you even get in the locker room. I'm confronting you. So Saquon Barkley, if he's healthy enough to play, he's healthy enough to have 22 carries in this game, and that's the way it should be.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And is that ultimately what you think would be the most effective way for the Giants to approach this? Because we could talk about Heinicke and the offense. We'll see what Washington's offense is. But what you know you're going to get is that front four. So what is the best approach for the Giants trying to deal with Washington's front four on defense?
Yeah, Peter, you're talking to an offensive lineman. So you want to know the best way to shut down a pass rusher? Run the damn ball. And, you know, look, I know I sound like, you know, king of the hill right now. Hey, just run it, just run it. No, just commit to it. And you know what? Get the game into the fourth quarter and find a way to win if you have to. But this is not the type of game that you want to throw the ball 35 to 40 times in. And, look, with Chase Young, you know, it's going to be a great battle to watch Andrew Thomas, who I know had a bad third preseason game, but I think he's been the most consistent offensive lineman for the Giants throughout training camp, and I think he's going to be just fine. I think he's a good player. But that's a good matchup to watch. Now, the Giants are shuffling their center and their guard. They're moving Nick Gates to left guard, and Billy Price, who they traded with the Bengals for, is going to start at center. I mean, I could think of some opportunities when you would, okay, we're going to make a move. I don't know that this is the defense you want to make that move and have a guy that you just traded for a couple weeks ago make his very first start at center. He's still learning the offense. And then have Nick Gates make his first career start at guard. Because as much as you talk about the outside guys, Daron Payne and, you know, Jonathan Allen just locked up a huge contract. Like, those two guys get after it as well. So To your point, Peter, look, they've got to find an identity. I think we all looked at that Denver game. We're waiting, like, okay, what are you guys going to be this year? You know, look, last year you got the pass. It was the first year of the offense. But this year, let's see it. Like we want some teeth. We want identity. I think Saquon needs to get some early carries because he was not comfortable. When I went back and watched the film, I saw him, you know, the negative thing, the only negative check mark on him coming out of college and when the Giants drafted him was there's a lot of negative runs. And it's because he gets spooked easily and he doesn't always see the right cut and he just kind of dances a little bit. And then you got a negative 2-yard loss. I saw a little bit of that. I need to see him trust the hole, trust the protection, and press the hole a little bit and set everything up for the second half cutback.
So what is your take on the shifting? Continuity is important. If we see it, they must see it. So were they that desperate to make these moves?
Well, the Shane Lemieux going on IR, I think, you know, absolutely. You know, they were hoping that he was going to be able to play through this knee injury that he suffered in training camp early on, and it's obviously just not the case. So, look, they've been trying to plug this hole since, you know, training camp. I mean, they had Joe Looney retired. I think he was going to be somebody that could push Nick Gates at center. He started an entire season for the Cowboys with Jason Garrett down there a couple of years ago. And, you know, he retires. Zach Fulton retires. They brought in Ted Larson. Ted Larson was going to be the guy. He was going to help them out. He was going to be the next man up. And, you know, he hurts his knee in the final preseason game. So they've been a little snake-bitten with that sixth offensive lineman. And they played Ben Bredesen when Shane Lemieux went down last week, and I don't think Bredesen's ready. I think he's a young player. He's, you know, he's got a bright future, but he clearly wasn't ready. And I think for them, this, while it reeks of desperation, it also makes the most sense from a mental standpoint and a communication standpoint. We need Nick Gates to move over to left guard, and hopefully he can communicate everything down the line and help Billy Price make all the calls.
Sean, can Nate Solder still come in off the bench and be effective after, like, some of that tape we saw last week? And obviously Don and I are not experts, you know, watching offensive linemen, but some of the stuff we saw looks like a guy who's totally lost. Can he still contribute to this team?
I'd like to think that Nate still has some good football in him. And, you know, I think the tough thing right now, watching him on film, you know, I want to go up to him and say to him, hey, by the way, Nate, you're on the right side now. Like, you're not playing left tackle anymore. So he's kind of got his footwork messed up. And for anybody that says, oh, hey, it's the same thing playing from left side to the right side, Don, you know, next time you go to the bathroom, wipe your, you know what, with your left hand, you know. And, like, look, you can get the job done, but it gets a little messy, right? So when you flop over to the other side, look, things are a little bit different, and it takes a little time. And that's what I see from him. He's got no anchor right now. And, look, Von Miller just ran him over on one play. It looked like, you know, somebody out in Oregon cutting down a big sequoia the way he fell. And it's just because he's just not, you know, he's not comfortable yet on that right side. Will he get there? Yes, I think he can. He played right tackle as a rookie. It can get better. But, again, this is not the week to throw the ball 47 times and hope that your tackles can hold up.
I'm talking to Sean O'Hara here as the Giants get ready to take on the Washington football team. Final thing for me, Sean, is that we've seen quarterbacks – still play well despite the lack of a great offensive line. How can Jason Garrett scheme to get through some of these deficiencies? What are the things he can do for Jones to still excel if he's not getting protection?
Yeah, great question. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I think I speak for all Giants fans right now. If we see another 3rd and 6 with a 4-yard hook route, I think people are going to be throwing things through their TV. So how about let's design some 3rd down plays that actually get past the sticks? That's first and foremost. I think, look, you look around the league and you're seeing rub routes left and right. Make the referees make a tough call. You know, like, let's see some pick routes. You know, even if it's blatant, maybe they miss it. And you know what? Like, give it the old college try. I'm not going to sit here and blame everything on the coordinator, because I've been on offenses where, man, we've had great plays one year and they work great. And then the next year, it's the same damn offense, the same plays, and it looks different because nobody's getting open. Right now, the best player on the Giants offense is Sterling Shepard. So if I'm Jason Garrett, everything I'm doing from the passing game is revolving around Sterling Shepard. Forget about everybody else. That guy right now he wants the ball, and when he gets it, he's ready to fight with every ounce in his body. So that's who I'm designing everything around, and he's the only guy that seems to be getting open. Everybody else, it's like a jump ball. And, you know, that's where it's tough as an offensive coordinator. Look, if your guys are having a hard time getting open on man coverage, you know, it makes things tough, and you can call all the plays you want, but if nobody's creating a separation, you know, it makes it tough on the quarterback too.
Sean, thanks for this. Have fun tonight. We'll talk to you later on.
All right, boys. Don't jump.
Well, it's up to them. Thank you, Sean.
All right, fellas.
I love talking to Sean O'Hara.
Yeah, he just knows the game. And especially with this team that's got these offensive line issues, Don, he's such a treat to have. I'm looking right now at tickets at Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be empty there tonight.
Dear God.
It's going to be empty.
Well,
it's going to be a giant home game
it's
tonight.
It's a joke!
Well,
I just saw tickets for $100. Best seats in the house. Lowest section, home side, 50-yard line, row 20, $100 a ticket. It's going to be very, very giant heavy in there tonight.
I sent you a text earlier this week about how down the Washington television ratings were for opening day. And I was shocked by that, considering that they went to the playoffs last year and expectations were, I mean, not through the roof, but certainly that they can do it again. And what were the ratings down, like 17% from opening day last year?
Yeah, it was like, you know, one percentage point, but yeah, significant number, a significant drop off.
Yeah, I forget what the exact number was, but it was down. As a matter of fact, I was kind of shocked to see this outside of the Thursday opener, Cowboys Buccaneers, that the numbers were through the roof. A lot of the numbers were down across the board. So, but obviously it's all relative. Their numbers are, you know, killing any other sport. But I found that
interesting. You sent to me the local D.C. area rating for the WFT Chargers game was a 15.4 on CBS, down 7% from last year's 16.5.
And I thought expectations were higher this year than they were the year before.
Oh, you're watching?
They certainly are. They certainly are.
Who knows? But we'll see. We'll see if the building's going to be empty. I don't know how many Giant fans will feel like driving down to take advantage of it. But we'll see. I'll be engaged. 8:20 start time for that. Let's load up the calls. 1-800-919-3776 and then ENN coming up at 6 o'clock on 98.7 ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.